A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Be seated. Saint Simon and Jude, if you're counting Apostles 10 and 11 on every list that we have in the scriptures, Numbers 10 and 11. Simon is referred to as a zealot on two of those lists, and on two of those lists, Jude is referred to as Thaddeus. Simon never shows up again outside of those lists. And Jude, well, Jude had to share a name with a disciple at the bottom of the list for the rest of his life. Now, it's tradition that links Simon and Jude together as missionaries to Persia, missionaries who faithfully proclaimed the gospel, faithfully served their Lord, and faithfully died the death of martyrs, all so that the gospel could go forth into a world blinded even to its desperate need for such a thing. Now let's face it. When we sing of the glorious company of the apostles as we do in the Te Deum, or when we refer to the disciples in that way as we do in the collect appointed for today, Simon and Jude aren't exactly the apostles we have in mind, right? I mean, we know what glorious means, and this isn't it. Glory is greatness and magnificence. Glory is the stuff we reserve for champions, not for guys who are chosen 10th and 11th on the playground. Glory is fans spilling onto the field, players leaping from the bench, and one shining moment. That's how the world defines glory. That glory we like. That glory we understand. But the glory of the cross, not so much. Crosses don't bring to mind images of glory. We don't find ourselves standing before the cross of Jesus in awe of God's majesty. Instead, it evokes terror, the terror of the Roman government's perverse way of torturing someone to death. What we see is weakness. We see suffering. We see painful, slow, and cruel death. The world sees no glory there. But you see, there's glory, because there's your Christ. If you don't see your Savior there, if you don't see God there, then you don't see him at all. And oh yeah, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And they did, each and every one of them, all of the apostles. Now we know nothing about Simon, we know nothing about Jude, other than the fact that they died laboring for Christ in obscurity. They didn't found any great churches. They didn't chronicle any great adventures or journeys. They didn't even die notable deaths. They simply took up the task that the Lord had given them to, and followed where he led, and then were put to death precisely because they did follow him. But then you understand that's what happens when you associate with Jesus. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But you are not. That's not you. You are God's own child in Christ. In your baptism, you were made his own and identified as his friends, and that means that you stand opposed to this world. Everything you think and do and say in Christ runs counter to what this world thinks and does and says, and they know it. As you live out your life in Christ, it will become more and more evident in this world that you stand opposed to it. But in this, you rejoice. This day is not about the glorious examples of Simon and Jude because, well, there aren't any glorious examples. The Holy Spirit didn't deem it necessary. Rather, this feast is about Jesus, always about Jesus, and what he did for them. And that means this day is about what he did for you and continues to do for you. Yours is a living hope. Yours is the resurrection. Yours is the inheritance, imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. Even in the midst of this world's opposition, even when toiling away in obscurity, even when this world slanders you and mocks you and ridicules you, it's Jesus for you. In the midst of hatred, in the midst of enmity, you have hope, sure and certain. Jesus laid down his life for you, and now he has called you to follow him. He has chosen you and called you his friends, called you his own. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Simon and Jude and you, chosen by God. You weren't born that way. You can't claim that title on your own. Rather, he gives it to you, and you can be sure he who has called you will keep you close to strengthen you, to sustain you, and to comfort you. And he will not let you go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.